I also know we're living in a really difficult time, Warren, and it's so easy to point the finger at people when really we've never been through something like this and there's no blueprint or answers to how we're going to handle things. And the financials of everything is tough. You've got, you know, stadium workers, you've got restaurants, you've got hospitality people. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We've seen the record this week in terms of people in the United States signing for unemployment is 6 million plus. It's crazy. I did want to get your thought on this ongoing discussion about Premier League players deferring their salaries. I think also sometimes people don't realize that people have their lives set up a certain way, no matter what you earn or whether you're a billionaire, a millionaire, you're middle of the road or not. You have your life set up a certain way to make payments for things and live your life. So they're coming under scrutiny. You're an ex-player. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I'll go back. So when Derby County, I finished my career, me and Rob Lee was at Derby County, a Premier League team for 6-7 years. And then, unfortunately, we got relegated in April. The next day, we was asked to take a pay cut because there were some people at the club that was not going to get paid through the summer. So we had a meeting as a group of players. This is early 2000s. And we offered to take a deferral with our pay cut because it would give the club and people at the club a chance for 6 months to try and get ourselves straight, to try and balance the books. And that's a club that's been a stable in the Premier League. You see what happened to Leeds as well. And people can say, well, hold on a minute. What, you know, how can you be a club and overspend? But you do. You know, that's part of what running businesses is like sometimes. You speculate to culminate, and obviously it didn't work out for Leeds in particular. If I was a player now, and I was a PFA chairman for a couple of years, and I was involved in the TV deal when Sky really come in with big money, the PFA, the union, Professional Footballers Association, was asking for X amount from the Premier League. Obviously, the clubs wanted all the money, but as players, we wanted to invest it in education, players that, you know, couldn't afford to have operations, that have been in the game in the 50s, 60s, 70s, that, you know, unfortunately was coming on hard times. And the union there really was there to help them. So we was great at the time. The likes of Shearer, Beckham, Owen all stood up, Terry Henry being one of them as well, said, no, we're going to stick together. And the bottom line is we ended up, you know, getting the money off the Premier League TV deal to give into the union to help the players. I now think a player should defer some of his money. The chances are, and you know, just to let people know, they will get that money back. There will be a guarantor of getting that money back. So you're only deferring it at the moment. It can't happen overnight. So, it, you know, people saying, well, why don't they do it? There has to be a legal matter. You're not going to say, well, I give a third of my money away and I'm never going to see it again. You do get that money back, but it takes, you know, a 10-day period to make sure legally it's all okay. Because of how Premier League players are scrutinised and seen because of their money, not everybody earns Ozil's money, but they all earn good money. They all earn good money compared to the man working on the street or the woman working in the streets or in offices.
Yep.
My thing would be if I was a player, I would say, okay, right, we will do this and defer our money for 6 months, a year, whatever it is for the length of this time that we have to stick together and get through this. But so does everybody else that earns over 250 grand a year, 300 grand a year, 400 grand a year. So if you're working in the city or you're a CEO of a successful business, let you do it as well, because we're all in this together. And players are obviously, and you know, rightly so, because some of the pictures have been showing that they're working out in these big houses and everything else. But that's part of being a professional athlete. You know, LeBron James has done it over here. There's been other, Tom Brady's been doing it and, you know, throwing balls in the back of his yard and you can't see the end of his garden. But that's just part of being a professional sportsman or a successful businessman. So I think from that point of view, as a player, yes, we would do it. Yes, I would give some of my money to make sure the lady that makes the cup of tea, the people that wash my kit, the people that are parking the cars, the people that have got some money on the in their paycheck to get through the next 2 months, 3 months, or however long it must be, 6 months, I would do that. But I would also ask the people that are in that heavy bracket to do the same. And I think there's nothing wrong with doing that. And I think that's where players are going to get penalised and scrutinised and being vindicted by what they've earned. Okay, that's part of being in the public eye. But also these other people that are earning millions and millions of dollars as well should help out. And some of them are. Listen, some of them are. You know, we've got people over here that are doing it. But I just think it's unfair to go after one category when arguably there's a lot of people that are in the same boat as well.
I completely agree with that. There's no reason why the chairman of Coca-Cola or, you know, British Telecom or the bank, Barclays Bank, you're absolutely right. Golfers, why aren't people going after golfers who earn a tremendous amount of money? Formula One. It's very easy sometimes to pick on footballers because I think there's been this stigma attached to, you know, the money, the flamboyance, you know, a lot of all of that. But it's at the same time, I think because of how Tottenham handled it, Warren, the knives kind of came out and maybe.
It was like Newcastle did it straight away. You know, again, if I was at the club with the likes of Alan and we would have sat down with the chairman and said, look, let's work on something here. Let's get, you know, Gordon Taylor, PFA, let's sit down and see what we can do without laying these people off. You know, Levy's done it now and it goes on. Bournemouth have all took a pay cut because it was the unknown. And you've said it, no one really knew what was going on. And then it was like, well, we've got to make a cut now. You know, we've got to do it now. And, you know, we can't get paid. Well, you know, okay, let's sit down, let's work it out and then make sure that these people do. Because I'm sure if you asked Harry Kane to sit down with the Tottenham players and say, look, we need X amount to keep these people involved, they would do it. They would do it because they know when the government and they help the people out, or even if it's a goodwill to say, yeah, you know what, I'll give some of my money to help out these people for 3 months, they would do it. And that's the problem, is that the media and people get on social media straight after the players. Listen, so players don't help themselves with these silly cars and glitzy stuff. And that's, you know, that's, we see it with, you know, whether it's rappers or people in entertainment. I remember all the actresses were saying, you know, we're going to come out and support people. We're not going to wear makeup for 2 days. Really? That's the biggest thing you're going to do? Yeah, you know,
it's exactly.
a little bit more to life than that. And I think that's what's made this time people reflect about what's going on. But I think you have to hear the whole story, and I would take it. I don't know, but I would think someone like Harry at Spurs and other players would sit down, the captain of the football club would say, look, we need to do something, fellas. You're going to get it back, but we need to do something to keep these people with food on the table. And I think everyone to a man, a person would do it because they realise that the football club is about the fans and about the people inside the club. It's not about the 11 or 12 running on the pitch. It's about the whole football club.
Brilliant stuff. Warren, top shelf human being, firstly, top shelf footballer, and some of the best stories. Always love talking to you about the beautiful game. Stay safe and good luck to you and your family. And hopefully the next time we'll talk with Amanda and KC too, it'll be about a Newcastle v Arsenal game. And obviously, hopefully, the Gunners will be victorious. Hopefully,
yeah, go back the one when we beat you 3-0.
There's a few good ones in there that we can.
I won't mention about the 5-0 when you beat us at Highbury, but other than that, it was fine.
Yes, see, now we're equal. Now we're. Thank you so much, Warren. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.